USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
That's the latest Democrat to enter the busy field of candidates for the White House next year. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, saying this is a critical moment.
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do.
That from a video the O'Rourke campaign posted this morning. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail. The Full House star released on $1 million bail in connection with a nationwide college cheating probe. She and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The acting FAA administrator says the FAA is a data-driven agency, and that's why Daniel Elwell says it took some time before they made the decision to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 aircraft, but they say they did get data that determined there's evidence linking the Ethiopian Airlines crash of such a jet on Sunday with a previous crash in Indonesia.
That's why we grounded the airplanes. We got new information yesterday, and we acted on it, and it is in our minds now, a link that is close enough to ground the airplane.
He was speaking to NBC News there. The Rockies digging out from a huge blizzard as major flooding is now impacting the plains. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes bearing down on the Midwest and South. There's a tornado watch out for Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee, and southeastern Missouri. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Ireland today. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Labor Department reporting 229,000 workers filed initial jobless claims last week, 6,000 more than the week before. Biggest jumps in claims were in New York, California, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. A well-known doctor weighs in on one of the latest diet fads, which he says may not be the best for you overall. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight, especially some folks. If your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And some kids around the world are planning to skip school tomorrow to demand action on climate change. Organizers say it could be one of the largest environmental protests ever held. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.